Our first word is king. An everlasting king in an everlasting kingdom. A king who is an absolute king. A king whose father is God. What credentials? Whose earthly father is King David, the best of the best? They said, we've come to see the king of the Jews. Our second word is star. It says in Matthew 2:1, we have seen his star in the east. We've seen his star. Have you seen his star? Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. I love this. You know, to become a Christian, you have to see the star. You've got to see the star. I don't mean superstar. I mean, something's going to shine inside you, buddy, or you're going to wander around darkness, one nice religious guy, but you'll never know what I'm talking about tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1 talks about a light shining, a star in our hearts. And I'd like to stretch it to that, if I might, for us today, seeing we're not following an eastern star to Bethlehem, but rather the star that God shot in your heart from the beginning. I'm going to just say this. Do you mind if I take a moment to go on a journey here? There was a day when a star shone in your heart, folks.
That's right. That's right.
When I think about it, I could just scream and shout and act like a Pentecostal, but I'm not one. But I can tell you here and now, there's nothing like the day that star shines in your heart. And the problem with too many people who say they're Christians is they never saw the star. They never had an encounter. They never had an experience. They never got stopped dead in their tracks and heard from heaven. It's been awfully hard for you to kick against the pricks, hasn't it? They've never cried out to God, yeah, you're right. It's been pretty rough. Well, buddy, see the star.
Amen.
Now, in 2 Peter chapter 1, we start in verse 15. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow the cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He's a king. We didn't make this stuff up. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And we have heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Folks, there's a day when light shines in our hearts, and it's in a dark place in our lives. And it keeps, isn't it something? Isn't it something? The light shines and it says it keeps shining till the day dawns. Don't you just love that? It just keeps shining till the day dawns. Buddy, God isn't just giving you a couple of truths to play with. Yes. He puts the spotlight on your heart and he keeps zooming in. Like one of those big things, you know, you see them in the mall like this in the sky, going backwards and forwards. That thing shines on you, buddy, and God will keep shining on you till the day dawns in your heart. You might think, my God, I don't believe I'll ever see the light of this thing again. I've gone in too deep. I've gone down too low. I've sunk beyond my ability to climb up. I'm at my wit's end. There is no hope. Never fear.
Amen.
There's a star shining in the east. And that star's going to keep shining in your heart till the day dawns. I love that. It's not going to stop till the day dawns. It's going to finish. And it goes along with Philippians. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. There's a light shining on you. We go from glory to glory, ladies and gentlemen. He says there's darkness in that heart of yours, and a light shines, and that light keeps shining until it's daytime, buddy. And then when it's daytime, a star arises inside you. Jesus, the well of water by the power of the Holy Ghost. And a gushing starts. Buddy, you think the old faithful's a gusher. Let me introduce you to a gush that never quits. You don't stand around the hole gazing at it, waiting for it to go oosh. It never stops. It never stops.